Okay, our friends. And now it is time for some silly stories with Mommy and Philip. And I have got a couple doozies. So buckle up, you guys. We'll do one today and one tomorrow. And why not? Why not be silly? Why not have fun? We should. I don't know. I guess it was a few years ago we heard about this series first and we read about these two characters. And they are such a hoot. So I'm excited to share them with you. So today's story is going to be one of Lady Pancake and Sir French Toast. And today's story is called Mission Defrostable. This story was written by Josh Funk, and it is illustrated by Brendan Kearney. So we love their work. We're super psyched about what we're about to read. And who's going to read it, you ask? Oh, I'm so glad you did. It will be read today by Mommy and...
Philip,
the guy. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. It's Lady Pancake and Sir French Toast in the case of the stinky stench. Oh, this story was written by Josh Funk, and it's illustrated by Brendan Kearney. And as always, we love their art. We love their stories. We will put... the link to this book on our Amazon affiliates page. So if you don't have a copy of it and you would like a copy of it, go get the copy and then you can follow along while we read it. Are you ready?
Yes, today's story is read by Mommy and Philip.
Woohoo! Here we go. Mm-hmm. Back in the kitchen and deep in the fridge, past Trifle Tower, across Taco Bridge, on a vacation at Marshmallow Coast, sat Lady Pancake beside Sir French Toast, knocking down syrup from northern Vermont. Over the bridge came Inspector Croissant.
"Uncle," Croissant said, "the fridge is in trouble. A horrible stench turned the whole shelf to rubble. I am the last hope, or the fridge will be lost. Help me, or else we'll be cooked, served, and sauced."
Nefarious odors began wafting by as Sir French Toast replied,
"I will certainly try."
What is nefarious?
Evil.
Yeah, bad. Not good.
"I've got to succeed," said Croissant with a sob. "I've solved zero cases since getting this job. It's Baron von Waffel, that devious square," said Pancake with anger. "Let's head to his lair."
They started their search crossing Salsa Ravine and lumbered through smog around Mount Everbean. And slowly they crept to the Onion Ring Cave.
"Baron von Waffel," said Toast, "you old knave."
"What are you doing here?" Waffle said, sneering.
"I'm sluicing," Croissant said,
"and you're interfering.
What do you know about smells that are vicious?"
"Nothing," said Waffle. "My home smells delicious."
"Nephew," said Toast, "Waffle's right. It smells splendid."
The trio trudged out, but the case hadn't ended.
"The smell's getting worse," said Croissant with a shiver, as Tater Tots stumbled through Applesauce River.
And it looks like they're saying, "Help us, help us."
An okra popped out of a red curry dish and said, "There's a tale of a stinky red fish who lurks at the bottom of Corn Chowder Lake."
"Great," said Croissant, as he tripped by Miss Steak.
She's got French fries for hair, doesn't she?
This is such clever art. I love it. Rowing their fastest with carrot stick oars, they studied the depths and they scanned all the shores. They're looking for that stinky fish. You know, fish can have a pretty strong smell, can't they?
Mm-hmm. But not the fish stick that you, but not the fish sticks that you eat with your macaroni and cheese. Those are good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ahoy! Cried Croissant. A red herring right there! At last they'd unraveled this stinky affair. They paddled on forward, but as the boat neared, a flavorful smoky aroma appeared. It seemed the red herring was just a bad clue. Dejected, the three didn't know what to do. Oh, he was a smoked fish. Now, smoked fish doesn't have that kind of fishy smell because it's been smoked.
It's time to give up,
Pancake said with remorse.
No, said Croissant. I'll discover the source.
Inspector Croissant took a mighty big whiff.
The odor is coming from Casserole Cliff.
Peppers lay slumping and apples were dented and plums shrank to prunes and the beans had fermented and that's when they saw it.
The source of their woe. A moldy old fruitcake from 8 months ago.
Gross.
Someone destroy him, said Pancake. Right now.
Sure, replied Toast, but I can't fathom how.
The fruitcake just cowered, alone, looking scared.
Life isn't a bowl of cherries,
he shared.
I entered the fridge, and then soon was forgotten, and slowly I crumbled. And now I'm just rotten.
That's so sad for that fruitcake.
This is my case, said Croissant. I'll prevail. Everyone knows fruitcakes never go stale. How would you like being left to decay? This is no villain. Let's help him. Make way.
And together they journeyed past cliff, lake, and cave and offered the fruitcake a shower and shade. Soon the old fruitcake was fresh as could be.
What is that delectable smell?
Asked Miss Bree. And with all the nasty odors destroyed and dissolved, the team celebrated and shouted, case solved! I don't think I would touch that fruitcake with a 10-foot pole. What about you?
Like you said, fruitcakes don't get stale.
You don't think so? I would like to go on record for saying that may be so in this book, but in real life, don't eat an 8-month-old fruitcake. Don't do it. Don't do it. However, they might make really good bricks if you're building something. Don't you think?
Fruitcakes?
Maybe? Why not? Either way, my friends, that is... The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.